Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This parsha is Ekev. And in this week's parsha, really it's a matter that I've discussed on previous radio programs here, but with a different slant this time, I hope. This parsha records for us that Moshe Rabbeinu fashioned a wooden ark in which the luchos, in which the tablets of stone, were originally kept. There's a difference of opinion amongst the commentators as to whether or not this wooden ark later became the wooden ark that was inserted between the two golden arks and then plated over to became one ark, the famous golden ark that had the Kruvim on top, etc., or whether this wooden ark remained as a wooden ark and it was used when the Jewish people went to war. Now, in fact, I don't know how we reconcile the two opinions, but in the ideas that are always part of the Torah has 70 faces to it. So therefore, you can look at it at many, with many different angles. In fact, that's how you're supposed to look at it. If you look at it only through one perspective, then you miss probably the panorama of what the Torah is, what Jewish thought is. Anyway, I think it's possible to reconcile the two ideas in a meaningful fashion, a fashion that would be meaningful to us. Why a wooden ark? I mean, the Torah was not chary or sparing regarding the materials for the Mishkan, and they could have had pure, solid, 100% gold ark. Why do they need the wooden ark in the middle? And why, when they went to war, did they take a wooden ark? Why didn't they take a more solid thing, so to speak? We would say, you know, a bulletproof armored ark to protect it from the ravages of war. So the in Jewish thought, there's an idea about the wooden ark. The idea is that humility is the home of the Torah. And therefore, it could be in a golden encased ark, but the Torah itself has to find itself always in a place where there is humility. And therefore, the wooden ark in the midst of the golden arks is that symbol of humility. The Torah is like water. It finds the lowest level. And the Rambam says that even though one should always practice moderate behavior, always be in the middle, so to speak, when it comes to characteristics, you know, not a spendthrift and not a miser, you should find the middle, the healthy ground. When it comes to humility, there are no limits. You can be extremely, extremely humble. And that's because that's where the Torah is found. The Torah is found in man's recognition of his humility, of his limitations, of the fact that we're mortal, and the fact that we really have no right to lord it over others. Of our father Abraham said, "I'm dust and ashes, woe am I." And Moshe and Aaron said, "Who are we?" And that's where the Torah is found. So when you go to war, so war is always arrogance and aggression. To a great extent, it's heroes who push themselves. So there also, they took the wooden ark with them. They took the humble ark with them to give them an understanding that eventually humility triumphs over arrogance. Eventually, the success of the Jewish people does not lie in power or in strength or in aggression, but it rather comes from the inner spirit, which is always reflected in humility. So this idea of the wooden ark, which appears in this week's Sedra, has a great deal of bearing and relevance to our lives, both the national life of the Jewish people and our own personal lives. Success in family, in a marriage, in raising children, in dealing with other people, in communal affairs, rests with humility. Humility is what allows you to see the other person's point of view. It allows you to consider options. It makes you a better person and a smarter person. And therefore, that's the message of this ark, the wooden ark that Moshe made, because of the fact that it is that symbol and reminder of the true humility in which Torah resides.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Ekev.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.